Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Thank you for coming on Lending Forward. We are so excited to have you back. How have you been?
Good. It's great to be back and great to just get to spend a few minutes together.
Absolutely. You've been busy traveling with Tom Ferry. What, I think you mentioned, what was it, like 25 cities?
24 cities, right. It's Tom Ferry's roadmap tour. So what he's doing is going across the country into individual cities and really talking about this market this year. You know, a lot of questions about the market, and KCM is bringing a market update. And then we're also bringing local information to those cities. So we've done California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. And then coming up is going to be New York and Boston and Chicago and Minneapolis. So that's next on the agenda.
Wow. That is a jam-packed schedule. Well, you say localized. Tell me a little bit more. Unpack that for me.
Well, you know, KCM for the last 15 years has done kind of a national macro view of real estate. And the reason for that is when, you know, buyers and sellers turn on the TV or read a news app, they're educated at the national level. They need to, you know, we need to understand what's happening nationally. And oftentimes when you turn on the news, you don't get the, you know, sort of a fair shake of what's happening and what things mean. Well, you know, a headline may be factually correct, but misleading in a lot of cases about what's going on in real estate. And so we try to bring that perspective. And in these cities, we're bringing the local market perspective. So what's happening with inventory, with prices, with days on market, with, you know, all the things that matter so that agents can set proper expectations with buyers and sellers, right? If I have this idea about what's happening in real estate and it's maybe not accurate, then I want to be able to bring them the truth. And here's why. It's a great question. It comes up a lot in these events, and it turns the conversation into a different conversation. It's this, you know, sometimes in real estate, it's my opinion versus your opinion. Mm-hmm. And what we want to give agents access to is the materials and certainly the insights and the data to have a conversation with somebody that may have an opinion, but have that conversation positioned as that's your opinion. Here are the facts.
Right.
About prices, about, you know, what's happening in the market. So we've done that all over the country, and it's really in preparation for this summer when KCM is releasing a local product. So everything we do nationally at KCM will be able to be you know, accessed locally by agents.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's awesome. I mean, it's just one level deeper of conversations you have to be having right now, because I mean, tell me, I mean, what other agent questions are you getting? Is Tom getting that you're just like, wow, this is something that we need to talk about more?
Sure. I think probably the biggest question right now is, in this market, should I buy a home? Mm-hmm. That's the question. You know, people are concerned, they're scared. Certainly in the last few weeks, we've seen a little bit of a, you know, uptick in interest rates. And no doubt that's the question that dominates most people's minds. Now, I do believe there's a way to answer that question. And we sort of hit that head on in a lot of these events and give you the visuals to answer it. And I can go through that. But I think that is the biggest question.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other side is I hear a lot of chatter about, okay, I bought back in 2019, 2020, sure, and I got a heck of a deal. And now I'm sitting, sure, on all this equity, but sure, I'm not buying right now with the rates the way that they are. And how do, sure, you kind of combat that?
Well, I think that is a big issue. I think people, you know, think about that. I would say a couple of things. One, there's no doubt that's happening all over the country. There are folks that say we you know, own a home, we have a tremendous amount of equity in that, we have a favorable interest rate, whatever that is, and we're not doing anything. So I think one of the major differences between this market and other markets that have shifted, and mainly 2008 is what, you know, sort of mentally we go back to, right, is back then people couldn't go out and buy a home, right? If you were foreclosed on, or you walked back then, and a lot of people did, you couldn't buy a home. Today, the biggest difference is people are choosing not to buy a home. So big difference there. But I think what you have to get back to is the motivation for why somebody is buying. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you can have a conversation about the motivation, then you can say, okay, let's see if it even makes sense. And I think there are opportunities to have that conversation. But at the end of the day, you know, either somebody can afford it or they can't, or they are connected to the motivation, whether they have a growing family or, you know, wanting to be closer to work. What there are a million different reasons for why people make the decision to buy or sell a home. And I think we have to get back to that motivation. But it's more about, you know, is now the right time in presenting people with the facts where they can make the best decision for they and their family. And I think some people may be hesitant in that situation to say, it feels like we're in a situation where we might be at the top of the market. If homes are going to lose, you know, 20% of value, which if you, you know, turn on maybe YouTube or some other areas, you might hear that. And so I think if you take the scenario that you mentioned and then you believe that, then you go, gosh, I don't want to move forward.
Right. I know. It's just, it is an interesting, volatile time. And I know today's March 10th, right? We were supposed to get a big report that was supposed to be indicative of where things might go. You know, those numbers were lower, not as inflated, right? So hopefully the market will react, but it really truly boils down to just the education piece. And I think when we're listening to the mass news outlets telling us false information sometimes, but also the looming of a crash, it's just kind of, it's hard. And I think people are panicking right now, but I, like you said, people are always going to need to move. They're always, they just are, that's just life, you know? So any other questions that you're getting from agents that kind of really sticks out that you have pivoted from certain conversations, or maybe you've altered kind of some of your presentation when you're traveling because of these kinds of questions?
Well, I think the biggest thing that stands out to me is, you know, our business, we started off the beginning of the year and, you know, we're sort of in this low six interest rate mortgage rate environment. We actually, in the first part of February, dipped into the fives.
Right.
For a couple of days, and then some bad information comes out relative to inflation and rates go up to the low sevens. And so I think that's taken all the brain share of people of mortgage rates and everything there. I think the bigger, I don't think that's the biggest issue right now in real estate. Let me say that. Mm-hmm. The bigger issue is inventory. There just aren't the number of homes available across the country for the number of people that want to buy them. So I think as we see rates come down this year, and I do believe we'll see that, it's a matter of timing and, you know, all the things that they come into play there. And there's a tremendous amount of fear in the market, and inventory will be the issue, you know, because in most markets, if something's priced right, it's selling quickly. Mm-hmm. There just aren't the number of homes that are available for sale. And so what that ends up doing to our business is, for agents, you can't sell what you don't have.
Right.
And so that will affect our year in real estate in a big way.
I know. And it's an interesting time because there will be some shedding of agents out there as well as on the lending side. And it really kind of just shows who's got grit right now and who's having those impactful conversations to either get the listing or get someone to sell. And what kinds of tools are you seeing out there, or are you using, or is Keeping Current Matters using, that really kind of elaborates on, you know, why you should sell right now or why you should buy right now?
Sure. Well, I think buying or selling a home for anyone is an extremely personal decision. Right. So the bottom line with that is you have to understand what's the motivator for this person, right? If I can understand the motivation, then we can look at the factual, you know, sort of reasons that they would, you know, want to or not want to. Now, I'll give you an example for this. If you take forecasts for this year, and I'll use one, the Home Price Expectation Survey. So it's a survey of 100 economists that say what's going to happen for home prices this year and beyond. They go 5 years out. And so Their expectation for this year is that homes would lose about 1.6%, just under 2%. But after that, homes gain, 2, 3, 4% over the next 5 years, which is very, very normal. You know, average appreciation is about 3.8% in residential real estate in this country. So I think as somebody's looking at that saying, okay, if interest rates are going to come down in the next year, and I do believe that it's a matter of time and all that, but I think that's a fair statement, by how much and all that, but I think they think it will come down and prices could come down. I'll just wait. I mean, I think that's the natural response,
right,
that anybody would have. Now, here would be my reply to that. Is what do you think everybody else is going to do? It's a scenario where the analogy I would give you is like Black Friday at Walmart.
Right.
trampling
over each other.
Absolutely. You're not getting in. And if you get in, you're getting in a fight.
Right.
So let's take the dynamics we've talked about. There aren't enough homes in this country for the number of people that want to buy them. We will see lower interest rates in a year. We will see, at best, I think a flat real estate market to, slight depreciation.
Right.
And you have a lot of people putting off the decision to make a move that have that choice. Some don't have that choice.
Right.
All that equals at that time is pent up demand. Mm. Right. You have people coming back into the market. So I think it's really, if somebody understands that, it's the opportunity right now to be able to do something. If you truly believe, there's one or two schools of thought right now with mortgage rates. They're going up or they're going down. Mm-hmm. And I can make a case for either one. If they're going up, you want to lock in now and you want to do it. If they're going down, you can refinance. Now, I don't think anybody should do anything that they can't afford or try to get into something. But I do think there's opportunity, and it's all about helping people that are in that position understand, okay, what does that mean for me? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not trying to sound like, how do I convince you to buy a home right now?
Right, right. And I think Keeping Current Matters does such a good job of the education piece. And it breaks it down to where it's digestible for everybody, but it's also a good speaking point for agents to sit down with buyers and loan officers to sit down with buyers and say, hey, let's look at this together. I think it is such great information. So tell us a little bit about where you get your information from. And don't give me all your secrets, but like if we were out there trying, if there was an agent and a loan officer right now that's like, I've got to just spend 20 minutes educating myself every single day. And that's on my list, on my to-do list. It's the first thing I do with my cup of coffee is I go and I just make sure I know as much as I possibly can so that if I have to deal with an obstacle, I know how to better express my knowledge. So tell us a little bit about where we need to be looking right now to get education.
Well, I think that's a really good question. It's one that came up, has come up during this road show.
Sure.
So I'll say a couple things about that. Now I'll give you all the KCM secrets. Okay. Let me say that. We don't do anything that with enough time, any agent or any loan officer could do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just have a team of people that scans everything that's published in the real estate business.
Right.
And we then deduce it down kind of succinctly to graphics and videos and blog posts and all the things you can do to use it to market yourself, to be educated, to educate buyers and sellers, and we do that. I always tell people for $29 a month, and you could do that if you're an agent or loan officer. It'd take you 10 hours a day, probably 7 days a week,
right?
Or you could do it for $29 a month. I don't really sell KCM that hard because it makes sense for people that get it and understand it. And if somebody doesn't, that's okay. So that's the essence of what we do. We distill everything down that's published so that you can understand what's going on. Now, this market it's been said over and over, this is the professionals market. This is the professional loan officer. This is the professional agent, and others will get out of it. And there's sort of this, a thought in the business like, hey, people that are short-term are going to be out of it. And the long-term people are like, yes, that's awesome. And, we don't wish ill will on anyone, but that's sort of been the tone of what has been said in our business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does it mean to be a student of the market and to be the true professional? And somebody came up and asked this question. I'm like, that's a really good question. And here's how I would answer it. I would take the top four or five questions that I'm getting asked on a daily basis, or that I interact with customers on, whether they be about buying, selling, borrowing, whatever the case is. And I would have my insight, data, truth-driven answers based on facts, mm-hmm. ready to go. Mm-hmm. Knowing how you're going to answer a question before you answer it is the best way to instill confidence. And people are uncertain right now. They don't have confidence in what we're right. doing. So somebody's like, hey, what's happening with prices? Well, I'm in Richmond, Virginia here. If I'm getting asked that question, I want to have my answer. Here's exactly what's happening with prices. Can I share that information with you?
Right.
So that I'm prepared. I'm showing them, hey, this is what I do every day. I'm the professional in this, versus the answer that is, gosh, seems like they're kind of stuck, or whatever. We're gonna have to wait and see. I'm not really sure. But I would have prepared. These are the questions that I get asked, and I have my well-prepared answers on them.
I love it. I love that. I think it's super important, almost as much as your pitch, right? Sure. You have to just know, and just even just spending that time to know it, read it, remind yourself of your why. I think I was in a room the other day, and it was a bunch of agents in there. It was a ninja selling event, and the speaker, it was over 200 agents in this event. And the speaker said, how many of you know your why? And I might've seen like 8 hands go up, which is just, maybe just caught them off guard, or maybe it's true. Maybe they are those, agents that are just like, wow, it feels so tough. I'm in a scarcity mindset, not an abundance mindset. And there are those people, but if you have this education and the proof backed by, this is my experience in Richmond, Virginia, these are the questions I'm getting, I thought you might have these as well. And I've come prepared, with this presentation.
Right.
That's huge.
I think it's right. I think it's something that in our business, having your why, being able to answer questions as the professional is what you have to do. Now, here's what's interesting. I think 5 or 10 years ago, this information and being knowledgeable about the market was kind of a nice to have. Mm. I think in the world today, certainly in, coming out of COVID, we've become much more reliant on the information and the data and can I believe this and what's going on? Mm. And so it makes a difference. People want to know that. And I think when they see that, they know they can trust that. And we live in a time right now where there's probably on any subject in the world more information available to us than ever before. Mm-hmm. And yet people don't know what to believe. They don't know who to trust. They don't know what to believe. And oh, by the way, we have technology just like we're on this podcast today, right, where we can get our message out there. So if I have those top 5 questions, I can record video content on it. Right. I can get this message out there. I can write a blog post. You can use KCM for the blog post, all those kinds of things. But my job is to be out there with the truth and with the information that helps people make an educated decision. And, right. and we have those resources at our fingertips today. Now, I do think there is an element of our business at times. And I think this is more prevalent for anybody that's listening that's a loan officer, that sometimes we've made it hard for people to understand what is going on. Certainly the loan process is complicated and hard. I'm not saying that there's a way to super simplify that, but the better job we can do to be understandable and tell the story about what's happening, the more engaged people will be with us.
Agreed. And I think that's that science behind it, right? That's in what better way to gain that trust than through the science and education behind why rates are reacting the way that they are, why homes have appreciated the way that they have, why affordability is very hard to come by. I mean, it's having that education piece is just huge. Well, before we wrap up, I'm going to ask you the question, how are you lending forward? So what is next for you besides traveling the other half of the United States? Sure.
The biggest project we're working on is KCM Local. So that'll be the ability for a loan officer, for an agent, to go in and put zip code in or county or city, whatever, you know, area they want to define their information in, and be able to pull the same graphics that we're using, you know, for the national look at real estate. And that is, that's exciting. That gives somebody, hey, here's what's happening nationally. Here's maybe what you heard on the news. Here's what's going on where we're at. Right. And be able to contrast the national with the local, I think, is what we have to do in our business right now.
Agreed. I love it. Well, we're excited for you. Thank you, as always, for being on Lending Forward.
Absolutely.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast, powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.